Had a great interview with Travis Denning this week, and very cool dude. Like, I absolutely think he's one of the coolest people. You're going to love the interview. We're going to put it after the closing jingle with a surprise appearance from Kip Moore. Again, that's all after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Hey, where are we, girl?
So great.
I was hoping that was going
to
be the goal.
Oh, that got me. Oh. I was over here trying to eat a banana. That's right. Instead of having the banana talk today, I was going to eat it. Oh. And that's...
Hey, man, there we go.
That's what I hear.
That's you doing... what's the guy's name?
Van Morrison. Yeah, we were talking about...
Except he wasn't. He was doing Kermit the Frog doing Van Morrison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a nice little nugget for
me. Hey, man, there we go.
That stopped everything. We all went, whoa. What did you just do? What
was that? That whole segment on the air was supposed to be about something else, and then it just became about us making fun of Bubba, I don't know, having a stroke for a minute. I don't know what happened.
Hey, where do we go?
Look, you guys are hilarious. It's great.
Whatever, man. We all do it. You know?
Hey, where do we go?
You know if I had done that, you would be doing the exact same thing.
Actually, I would. I totally would. Actually, I think we've done that many times. I mean, weren't you the Monkey King last week or whatever it was?
Yes,
so, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, guilty.
King, yes.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is our sponsor for the podcast. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, once again for being a gracious sponsor and just good people to work with. And we absolutely love you guys. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Boom, there you go. Get yourself some wipers.
Get yourself some wipers.
And some brake lube.
They'll even help you put it on.
That's right.
Those wipers.
That's right.
Some of those wipers are kind of hard to put on.
Yes. Have you actually changed your or attempted to change your wipers before?
Oh, yeah.
With the wonky clips and
things? Oh, yeah, because they sell like – so all cars are – they're all a little different. And so they sell like the same – they'll work on any car, but you've got to like break off a little clip for it to work on your – Well, you got to know which clip to do. I mean, but if you do it all day, it's pretty easy. It's not that hard. Carson loves to do hers. It's her favorite thing.
Yep.
Hey, Patrick, how was your birthday? Did you have some Patrick Punch at your birthday party last week? Last weekend?
I did.
Do you remember your party?
No, Patrick Punch is just Diet Mountain Dew and sugar-free Red Bull.
What's the other stuff called?
It's called gumbo juice. We did not make that.
You didn't?
We did not make gumbo juice. My wife talked me out of it.
Rum in the world for you?
It just... You know,
getting
there have been
more
times where we made, so it makes like a 20-quart pot. We use a gumbo pot. That's why we call it gumbo juice. We use like a 20-quart or 24-quart pot, and we make so whatever that is, I don't know, what's 24 quarts, like 6 gallons. So there have been times in the past where we made that, and it was gone in 2 hours, and there have been times recently where we made it, and like it was like 2.5 gallons left, and I'm like, I don't want to drink this tomorrow. And it costs so much money. And we weren't having that many people over. And so I was like,
and your grandma was there.
And my grandma was there. So I don't want her to accidentally drink. Oh, look, orange juice. No, grandma. You know, you don't want that to happen.
She'd been dancing.
How many people were there at your party?
How many? Oh, I'm looking at Carson like she was there to see if she could. I don't know.
Carson,
like,
you like didn't 20? Go? No,
Carson,
wonder I didn't see you.
Garth night. That didn't happen.
No wonder I didn't see Carson. Because I wasn't there.
Because you weren't there.
No. My gosh, Bubba, I totally missed you.
Yeah, I was down the hall. Patrick was very drunk. He didn't remember me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carson was at the Garth Brooks concert that did not happen.
Yep. The Garth show that never was.
Wow.
I went into Nashville to go to the stadium to go see Chris Young, Emmylou Harris, and Trisha Yearwood. That's how I'll put it. I went to the Chris Young, Trisha Yearwood, Emmylou Harris concert that night.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
it's not a bill you would normally get to see.
Yeah, except I was like walking during Chris Young's 2 songs, so I was...
He only played 2 songs?
Because he was part of the opener. It was the Grand Ole Opry, so he did 2 songs.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to find my seat, and I'm getting irritated because it's hot, and I'm trying to get to the floor, and so I'm listening to about 20% of Chris Young, and then I finally get to my seat and realize I can't see anything because I'm short, and, oh, it's Emmylou Harris, yay! way. Oh, that's some really big clouds headed our way. Oh, here's Trish Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die. Here comes the lightning.
It was really bad.
I do want to add this. I have a buddy of mine who was one of the medics working there, and he said at any given moment there were at least no less than 30 people being treated for heat exhaustion, exposure, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So as, I know it's kind of late in the season for outdoor festivals and stuff like that, but if you're going to one maybe this weekend or in the future, please hydrate. It sounds crazy because I know a lot of people go, yeah, but beer's liquid.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. If you're going to do that, especially for an all-day thing, do what I've always practiced, and that is alternating. So you go beer, water, beer, water, beer, water. First of all, then once you get your buzz, it stays better. It's good. You don't get stupid. You don't get sloppy, and you stay hydrated, and you stay out of medical.
It's a good lesson because there are stadium shows going through November this year. Yeah. And while you can say, oh, it won't be as hot, people still going to be tailgating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People still going to be drinking.
I was going to say people also breathing. So, yeah, anytime you get a bunch of people together.
Breathing.
Breathing. people going to be breathing.
And I don't know what kind of shows you're going to.
Listen, I've been to some shows.
That's what they call
a show.
Did I ever
tell you all? I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast. The most amazing thing I ever saw was in 2005. I was at the old Starwood Amphitheater outside of Nashville for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And somebody else,
Charlie
I can't
Daniels.
Remember. No, Charlie, it wasn't Charlie. It was a different show. It was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I think it was Brett Michaels.
Yeah, he
opened for him.
I was there.
So I have never seen. So it's like any other amphitheater if you've never been. It's one of these big outdoor amphitheaters where there's like 3,000 or 4,000 seats under the overhang, and then the big hill where everybody's just hanging out, sitting on the hill. And the hill's got like 12,000 people on it. And I was walking through that crowd, and I'd been to a lot of shows there. I'd never seen so many people passed out drunk. 9 o'clock at night, halfway through the show, people lying face down, passed out, completely out cold. And I kept thinking, oh, my God. Like, by the time I'd seen the 10th or 11th one, I'm like, oh, wow. How did they get these people out of here? Because it's a hill. Like, somebody's going to have to carry them up this hill. And they were all just... Wait, then they start tailgating for that show in the afternoon, some of them in the morning, mm-hmm. and they're drunk when it starts, and some of them don't make it to the end.
How do they get home?
Like, very recently, a guy I know, Lamar, was telling me that he used to work at Starwood, and I brought this story up, and he goes, oh, I remember that. And he said something like, you know what we did? We just rounded them up, you go by with like a golf cart, put them in the back, take them to the gate, and then the police take them from there.
Oh.
Yeah, if you pass out drunk in public, that's public intoxication. So they paddy wagon them from there.
Did you say like, paddy wagon?
Paddy wagon. Paddy wagon.
Oh. Do they still call that a paddy wagon?
Some people do, yeah. I think that's
no, I didn't know if that was still like the terminology.
I mean, yeah, that's, yeah.
My bad, I'm sorry to my Irish
care
people.
For it.
I'm sorry, they did used to call it that.
Oh, was that like a slang or a slander?
Yes.
I think so.
Wait, what?
The paddy wagon was...
paddy wagon is racist?
It's a slur against Irish people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am offended.
I'm offended.
I'm Irish. I'm very upset with you. I can't believe I'm going to cancel you.
Regardless, that's how they got people out of the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert because they were wrong.
Wow.
I remember I'm like 25 years old walking around going, this is too drunk. These people are too drunk. And when Five Whiskey Patrick is saying you're too drunk, you are too drunk.
I don't want to say I passed out, but I was at a show. I was at Rocklahoma. One year.
I love it. Rocklahoma.
And you got us at Rocklahoma.
I was backstage with a band.
Of course.
Of course I was. And it was very, very warm because it's the middle of July in Oklahoma. There's no shade. It's just a street fairgrounds and whatever. And I took a sip of whatever beer. I think it was beer. I don't think it was even liquor they were passing around. And apparently my body was like, girl, no, you have had enough. And I stood up against the wall and I just looked at them and I go, oh, my God, guys, I got to go. And I managed to find my way back to my car and I went and slept in the backseat of my car for 2 hours listening to Poison on stage. Yeah, it was.
I've never seen you drink. I don't think we did a dinner one time. But. I think I saw you drinking champagne or something like that, or like a wine or something. Maybe. Maybe I might even be remembering that completely wrong. I don't know, but I don't think I've ever seen you drink.
Yeah, I had my my lost days, my lost decade. And there was an intervention about my drinking.
What?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was at another festival and
I am enjoying this. Was it wait. If it wasn't Rocklahoma, was it like
you, I don't think you'd guess
Rocklanoy or
it was Forecastle.
Rocklevania?
No. What is it called?
Forecastle in Kentucky.
All right. Man.
And Devo was there, so why wouldn't you go see Devo?
Devo?
Tell me they were the headliner.
Are you kidding me?
I went to go see Devo.
God, that, oh, I'd get drunk too.
Wow.
I knew I was dating a guy who was a sponsor, and so he had all like the best tickets to stuff, and so I'd go meet him out at various festivals. And so we were in the bar after the show, and I had had a lot of vodka, and I went to go find the hotel bathroom and somehow found myself in the sub-basement of the bathroom of the hotel, and because I guess the sub-basement, your phone doesn't work. So I'm trying to call somebody, and my phone's not working. So finally, I had to knock on the laundry door and be like, yeah. And God bless whoever it was, finally figured out that I'm just trying to get back to the hotel bar, and they walked me back up.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even talk. You were just grunting at them like a walker.
I mean, it's like funny to say now, but really, like that's not a good... That's not a good headspace to be in, and I have alcoholic tendencies on both sides of my family, and there was a sit down discussion of, girl, you better get straightened up because you're not going to find the kindness of strangers one of these nights.
I just can't believe you did all that to see Devo after you just after you had just seen them at Rocklifornia, and you know,
and you're already in the basement away from them. Why did you go back?
Hey, where are we going?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to come up with more festival names for states, but that was all I had.
It's not easy to do.
It's really not.
You want to do Lala something.
I was like, you know, Rock Levada. And
it all happened right in the middle of Rocktober.
Rock Dakota.
Rock Dakota. Why isn't that one? Tell me, if that's not a festival, somebody start that.
Hey, I wanted to bring up a thing for a lot of people who are listening to us around the country, and one of those is of our affiliates in East Texas. And earlier on Monday, we weren't on the air, and so people were, you know, obviously wanting to know what's up and
concerned.
We told them, you know, they let us go, and after 21 years of being on that station. And we went through a kind of a crazy week with trying to find another home. It's complicated. It's not, you just think that everyone would just, you know, we had stations that were looking to flip formats. There's about to be a whole lot more country stations in that market. And we didn't have a home. Like, we didn't know where we're going to go. And it could have been like we were even talking. It may be a year before we ever get back, or longer, or never. And the reaction was very swift and crazy at times. People that when you mess up, they're, you know, we've
nobody
got to
like
be family.
No one likes it's, change, and especially no, when you change something that
no
they,
one asked for. Yeah. You changed, you did it, and you never even asked the consumer if that's what they wanted. And they
then
found
tried
out
to
that
tell
it
people
wasn't.
That they were going to like this better. Oh, no, we know you like the thing you had, but you're going to like this better.
Big D actually said something. He said it was kind of like New Coke back in the day when Coke just up and changed the formula. And they still claim that they did not do that on purpose. But I will tell you, it was probably one of the biggest, best marketing things I ever did, because when they came back with classic Coke, they looked like heroes. And
I remember when I didn't drink Coke. I mean, I used to, and then I didn't. But they changed the formula, and then I was all up in arms. Like, wait, there was a thing. I had a nostalgic thing.
And I remember, 4 years old, I remember people going to the store and buying every can of Coke they could because it was going to be gone. Yep. They weren't making it anymore. The guy who was a high school teacher in my hometown who eventually became the mayor had like his whole garage filled with Coke.
Yeah.
He bought every can and bottle he could.
I feel like that's my soulmate.
My bud Eric Marchand, I remember his dad had a corner in their garage that was nothing but the Coke corner. It was crazy. Like, they were hoarding.
So, anyway, a lot of people did not, they don't like the new Coke. And so, on the radio. And so, there was a lot of stuff online. Text messages, phone calls.
I have never seen anything like that before. Look, we've lost stations before. Mm-hmm. We've been fired before. We've done this. We've done that. I mean, you name it. We've done it all in our careers. Yeah. I have never seen that for anyone. And I'm not naming names or anything like that, but the biggest stars in radio I've seen taken off of stations with less fanfare.
Well, and
it was crazy.
We've lost some big stations in some very big markets where people went crazy. And we've seen this before, but I got to say, well, because we've never been on a station that long.
That's one
21
thing.
Years.
It was the longest.
I was 4 years old when we started on there.
I was kind of I was disappointed because we were on just long enough that we could start to drink, and then they pulled us off.
Not quite. I think actually it was like a month away where we could drink. You know,
just one last jab at us.
I haven't been carded in a while, so it doesn't matter.
but our week has been filled with trying to respond to as many people as we could. There's thousands. It's hard to, and also. Interviews, television stations wanting to do stuff, newspapers, and blogs and all that kind of podcasts. We've been doing all that. And happy to say that when'd you call us? Wednesday? When'd you send us?
It was Wednesday afternoon when they first reached out. The contract got signed yesterday really late, and this morning it was announced.
Yeah, so we'll be in Tyler, Longview, Texas on 104.1, The Ranch, 104.1. Oh my God! I literally just got a text message. I'm sitting here looking at they still pop up on my desktop here.
Oh yeah,
very disappointed in the radio station.
So it's going to take a while for people to realize. I mean, there's people who don't even people are on vacation. School hasn't started there yet. Yeah. It's going to be a while before things get normal.
I will say this for the future, though, for anybody who enjoys the show. A couple things, real quick. If you enjoy the show and somehow, some way, we lose our station that you can hear us on, you know, be relentless. Be out there like these people did. I mean, I have never seen people go to bat and go to battle for us like happened this time.
Well, the thing is that
I have seen it, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the other station was saying that was us. Dude, if you thought that we could do that.
We're in the wrong business.
That's all we would be doing.
Yeah.
All I did was respond to messages all day, Monday and Tuesday.
No.
But that's how many messages I got.
No.
And
this is what's going on.
I probably
it's up to them after that.
20 hours this week just replying to people's social media messages.
If you're not used to getting reaction and then someone that you don't think gets reaction does get reaction. You want to blame that person. I'm like, no, it's the, we've been on the air for 21 years.
Yeah.
You just took away generations. Like I grew up with my mom and dad to you guys going to school. And now I'm doing the same for my child.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want to say her name was Beth or Brittany. I forget.
Brittany.
It was Brittany.
Crying.
Yeah, she was very upset whenever they had taken us off because she was like, look, I used to listen to you guys every day when I was a little kid driving in the car with my dad going to school. My dad is no longer with me. However, I keep the tradition up with my daughter, and I listen to you guys with her every day going to school. I mean, that's generational. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And she was so upset, and we're like, look, we're going to do everything in our power to find a new home. And, you know, who knew that people were far more powerful than we were?
It worked. Everything you guys did, if you're listening to this out there, it worked. And
if you love something, whether it's a radio show or Twinkies, remember back in the day when they took the Twinkies away?
Twinkies.
If you love something and you want it back, Taco Bell, bring back the Mexican pizza.
Oh, my God.
Please,
what the heck?
bring back the Mexican pizza.
I'm with him. Yeah. Why we not have the Mexican and those little twisty things?
You know why?
Things.
Because you forgot you love the Mexican pizza.
I didn't forget.
Until they took it away, and then I was like, dude.
It's funny because I went to Taco Bell the other night for the first time since they took away the Mexican pizza because my son wanted Taco Bell. I said, sure. I wasn't going to get anything
under protest.
Under protest, still, I'm like. So we pull up to the thing. They do this. They go,
Well, we have to talk about it.
Yeah, do you guys have the Mexican pizza?
No, we don't.
Okay, Frank, what do you want? And so he gave me his order.
Yes,
and
that was Bubba lodging his protest to the lady at the Taco Bell by his house.
No, I just asked the question. That's all I did.
With her neck and face tattoo. And
there 2 months and doesn't know what a Mexican pizza is?
There is more to this story, is what I was going to say.
Got a bag of meth in her pocket.
There was only two people. There was only like two people working that night because they're so shorthanded. The line was insane. They were having to bring it out personally because they couldn't handle the volume.
Right.
And I just want to say this. Even with my frustration over the Mexican pizza still not being around, I was very thankful that they were there working hard and busting their butts. Because you know what? A lot of people would rather just not work and sit on the sidelines. And so I just wanted to show some appreciation.
But you still had to get your dig in about the pizza.
I did.
You still had to open the conversation.
Taco Bell, please bring it back.
Still salty, man.
Yeah. Listen, Bubba is not happy about that.
I went to Taco Bell one time. I like their salt, their taco sauce or whatever.
You can buy that at the grocery store.
I know, you can now. Mm-hmm. Yep. I told the lady, I said, she goes, you want some sauce? I said, yeah. She goes, how much? I go, give me as much as you can without getting fired. she looks around like, I don't know, like someone's watching her, and she goes, I got you, boo.
Boo, yes.
She just dumped it, like the whole box?
Oh, they had to get a new shipment. Because I use up all their sauce. I got a whole thing of it.
And do we all have those drawers at home that are nothing but
Taco Bell
sauces
and twisty
things? A friend of mine, every time we go get Mexican food, sneaks in the packets of Taco Bell sauce.
Really?
To put on his tacos.
See, and that's the weird thing is I don't like the Taco Bell sauce. Oh,
I love it.
Tabasco on Taco Bell. And it's way better. And I got into that habit because when I lived in Guam, that's what they had. They had those little mini bottles of Tabasco on all the tables. So it kind of broke me way back when, and I still keep that going. The Taco Bell sauce to me is too sweet. I know everybody's got their own little things.
I don't eat it. All I know is that one day we were going to go get Mexican, and so we had to stop at the grocery store beforehand.
Taco Bell's not Mexican.
To go get his Taco Bell sauce, and they didn't have the bottles of it, so he had to buy the Taco Bell meal kit because it came with like a jumbo bag of it. And then I go, well, how are we going to open it in the restaurant? I don't have scissors with me. And he had nail clippers. And he like clipped
All I know is after we done protesting the Mexican pizza being gone, we need to go to McDonald's and try to get back to Arch Deluxe.
Okay? And you know what? Make him
and
bring
the
back
McDLT. The Arch Deluxe. The Arch Deluxe was a thing at
How about
McDonald's.
The McPizza?
I don't even remember McPizza.
That might have been regional, but we used to have pizza in Connecticut when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah. Y'all remember when Wendy's had a salad bar?
The Super Bar.
You get a baked potato at Wendy's?
Oh. You could get pasta at Wendy's. You get a baked potato. Man. You got the salad bar.
Baked potato, put some cheese on it. Yeah. And you eat the cheese off.
And they had the Mexican section. You could make your own tacos at Wendy's.
I just want to say, in defense of Taco Bell and the Tabasco sauce, if you put Tabasco sauce on it, it tastes fancier. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
it needed to be said.
I'm glad you brought it back to that.
Hey, man, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone who did reach out to us, and your voice was heard, and we did find a new home, and they actually like us. So that's good. You always want to go where you wanted, man. That's a good life lesson. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, go where people want you. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't want you, you know what? Hey, whatever, it's fine. They don't. People have choice, and you have a choice, and so that's what happened. And they got mad that people had a choice. They fired us, and then got mad that we told people they fired us.
They didn't fire us. They just canceled our contract and employment agreement. But that's not being fired.
Did I miss something? Did we go through with that? We didn't get fired.
No, he just said that.
I just said they fired us, and then they got mad that we told people they fired us.
No, dummy, they stopped paying you and stopped putting you on the air.
They didn't fire you. Listen, man, it's crazy. Like, yeah, we're syndicated. We're on 93 something stations. Okay, I get it, but they pay. And so when we lose one, we don't get paid. It's
just like
fired.
Everybody.
And
like
you had two jobs. Fired. If you're
still
fired. If you are a salesperson and you have in a business, you have a bunch of clients, and then one of those clients stops using you, you got fired off that account. You got fired. Yes. Like we're nitpicking over a colloquial thing.
It's not even nitpicking. That's wrong.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's not even nitpicking. That's wrong. It's dumb. It's a dumb argument.
I went back and looked
at
the email that they didn't send to us because no one has contacted us.
Still.
Especially the two of you. No one's contacted either of you at all. But their corporate office sent to our corporate, our partners, our syndication partners, and it said, we are canceling the Big D and Bubba Show.
Hey, and that's fine.
So, okay. So canceling
is
not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Just call it
I'll
what
just
it
call
is.
It that now. You canceled us.
Yeah,
you fired us.
So anyway,
well, either way, look, we could sit here and be negative or angry or whatever, or we could could just once again because, and that's the thing I was going to say, we're not those guys who sit there and dwell on the negatives. And again,
I'm not. I've been excited all day. You got me juiced with the whole
Monday
you know,
and Tuesday. You were a different person.
You were bummed out, man.
I wasn't.
You
what?
Were very oh, sad.
I wasn't sad.
I was sad.
I was fired up.
You boys fired up.
I was getting all those messages from people.
I just hate it, man. It's just because it's, you know what, people, whatever. So it is what it is.
I was going to just say, for our radio brothers and sisters who are listening right now or watching on YouTube or whatever you may be doing, however you're taking this in, understand radio is powerful. Radio is still an incredible and a moving medium. Yeah. You know, there is still influence. Quit treating radio like a jukebox and get back to what's important and connect with your audience. And I'll tell you, if we had not connected with ours, we wouldn't be back on the new station start Monday. So again,
yeah, if you're going to get on the air and you're going to talk about, you're going to say that was this what here is, and I'll you tease the weather, dude. It's whenever you go, no one like there's nothing there.
Have fun, have a good time,
be
give
you.
People a reason to be to listen and be yourself.
Hey, weather, we go.
Who do we got on the show that you got for us, Bubba?
Like I said earlier, for those listening on the stream, Travis Denning and a little surprise appearance by Kip Moore. Travis didn't know that was about to happen. Kip put him through the ringer. And there's actually a video that's floating around out there that Travis put out where Kip and Travis were in the gym. And Kip works out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Travis was not working out, and that was like his first or second workout.
Easy, Carson. Golly.
No, I'm saying Travis was not working out.
It's the only thing that keeps
out.
Me motivated during my workout.
Carson's just went.
Oh, she's,
uh-huh.
I saw her.
Carson goes to the same gym as Kip Moore, and she.
Yeah, the days that he comes in, I'm like, well, we're going to be on the Stairmaster for a while. I don't leave till Kip leaves.
Okay, so if you've been on the Stairmaster for like 15 minutes,
uh-huh.
How much do you usually do?
About an hour.
Okay. So you've been on the Stairmaster for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Kip Moore walks in.
Yep.
You're supposed to get off the Stairmaster in 15 minutes. Do you do more time?
Absolutely. If my vantage point is that I can watch Kip work out because that man is negative body fat, and it is an inspiration and easy on the eyes.
It's an inspiration.
Yeah. There isn't a chick.
I'm trying not to be creepy.
There is not a woman in this world hot enough to make me do extra time on the Stairmaster. Like, there's
Let
just
me
not.
Tell you.
When I'm done, I'm
Every
I'm done.
Girl in my gym, because I am probably the oldest chick at the gym, and I'm also the fattest. And so there's all these little skinny 22-year-olds.
And that's why they're there, huh?
They see the truck pull up, and amazingly, they all have something to do with the front door. Because then they'll stand there with that one hip popped, and they're arching their back, and their ponytail is swinging. And he walks in, they're like, hey, hi, Kip. Or then
hi,
one,
Kip.
Okay, say something. And like they're trying to attract, and what he just like beelines for his machines.
Oh, yeah,
wait, they fake God. Saying
Ooh,
something
my
funny
gosh,
and
yes.
laugh.
Oh, that is
God.
A girl thing, bro.
And he has, I guarantee, I've seen it.
Pretend we're talking, pretend we're talking.
First
You're
hand,
so funny.
He has blinders on, man. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not there for that.
No.
He's not in the gym.
Tell us your
flirt.
Kip. Tell us your Kip. Is it Jamaica story?
Oh man, Kip in Jamaica. I feel like I've told this story many, many times, but you know that's a that was
this
the thing.
At the Rock Maker Fest?
It was Rock Maker. Yes, that's what it was. Rock Maker. No, we're down there, and there's all these people at this festival, and all of a sudden everybody was in the pool, and I was in the hot tub by myself. It was a big hot tub. It was
shirt
like,
on.
No, of course. Yes, of course I have my shirt on. I never go in without
okay,
my shirt.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm sitting in this big, giant, like, triple-size hot tub. I'm the only one in there. All the girls are in the pool. No big deal. I'm just by myself chilling, drinking a little bit.
Are you drunk?
I may have already been drinking a little bit.
Okay.
Kip comes over. sits down across from me, and we're just shooting the breeze. It's just the two of us. There's no one else around.
Yeah, both of y'all, like, yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
Or he's
yeah.
okay.
Well, he's, I
is
think
he in
been
or
sitting,
is it just
no,
like
his
feet?
Like sitting with his legs in, okay. and he's just yeah. he's kind of waiting to get in.
You didn't mention his shirt was
in.
Off?
Oh, his shirt was off. Yeah, of course it was.
Okay.
And then all of the, like, one by one, they started to notice. Kip is in the hot tub and his shirt is off. They all start just coming over. They. It went like this. There was one girl, then there were three girls, then there were 15 girls. It was like, I don't know. And I mean, we were in that hot tub for like 30 minutes before anybody noticed. And then all of a sudden, when they noticed, they were, boom, they were all there.
That
and
is so weird,
nobody
man.
Was talking to me except Kip. Kip didn't break his concentration on talking to me, and they kept trying to, like,
oh,
sound
no.
like, I, like, one girl's literally basically sitting on his lap, and he just kept scooting to the side.
What?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a superpower.
It is.
Can you imagine that life? I mean, I can't.
I can't.
I don't know what
really
it's like
can't.
To be hot.
You see it. You actually don't have to imagine it. You see
well,
it
yeah.
when you're at the gym. You see it in action.
I do. Between
if
him
I
and Brett
tomorrow,
Eldridge, all the single girls.
Oh, if I woke up tomorrow and I was that hot, I would be a bad person. I wouldn't know how to handle it. I'm just telling you right now. I would not know what to do with that.
I'm sure he, like, he, yeah,
he
early
can
on,
handle it. No, because he's been he's adapted to it his whole
the
life.
Time, yeah. Right.
I would not know how to handle that kind of attention. He probably doesn't notice it most of the time.
No, he's the nicest guy, too. Like, because I have walked out, I've passed him, and he doesn't know who I am. I've got, like, my face is all red. I'm dying because I tried to run or something. And he'll be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, bleh. Like, trying not to vomit on you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
I don't, how you doing? Well, I did an extra 30 minutes on the Stairmaster because you walked in late. Thanks for timing it, Kip.
Well, you're looking great. Oh, what the? Thank you so much.
On early South Park, remember the, was it Kyle would always throw up?
Stan.
Whatever?
Oh, Stan. Every
Stan,
time his girlfriend,
yes.
yeah.
Every time Wendy Testerberger came over.
How much of those videos on live, like, is this chick, she like has that weird thing where she can't watch people do that or hear it, and like her husband will film it. They're at a wedding, and walks up. And he's like, "Hey, baby." She's like, "Hey," and he goes, "Man, I don't." She goes, "Don't, not here. I don't." She goes, "We're at a wedding." He goes, "I'm just saying," and he goes, "She says I'm, don't."
Does he
don't
make
do
her
what?
Throw up?
Oh, he goes, don't do, do what? And she says, honey, and she has to get up and walk away. And all you hear of the camera is her going,
just dry heaving.
Just dry heaving all the way through. What a terrible a weakness to have. It's like to someone to come up and just do that to you, and you can't stop yourself.
Well, I had a moment one time in my life where I dry heaved for hours, and it was because of you. And you remember, we're not going to go there, but it was one of the funniest and worst things ever, because I literally, it was Big D would just say something and I would be triggered. I was like,
look at that pride on his face.
I know,
he's
so
still proud of himself.
Man, I'm a man, I'm an onion, giant onion.
Speaking of onions, have you done it yet? The onion volcano?
Maybe I'll do it this weekend. Oh. I don't know.
Big D got a griddle.
I gotta tell you, man,
and he got it all put together.
That thing wore me out.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, it takes, like, you got to prep everything. So you got to get everything. Like, so you go to a hibachi grill, and they, like, have someone bring out a little cart, and they're all, stuff's already in the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. Because it's cooking, and you can't, like, let it go and walk inside. So you got to prep everything, bring it outside, oil stuff down, have one area hotter than another, and then you start cooking. Takes time to cook, and then you got to all these. And you have different meats that take different times to cook. So you got to think, okay, let's see, this is going to take. This is salmon, so it's going to take this one. Okay, this is beef. Okay, this is shrimp. So you got
to
figure all that stuff out.
You have to know where it's going to go.
You got to know where it's going to go. How long it's got to go. You got to keep moving stuff around. Your hands get tired with those big giant spatulas, and it comes out great. But dude, I sweated my boobs off. I was wiped. I was exhausted doing all this. And then you gotta clean the thing. I'm sitting there eating at the table. It looks like I just got out of a pool and, like, just dripped in sweat.
And your kid's like, it's good, Dad.
Yeah, it's all right.
How do you like it?
Where'd you buy this?
Okay.
I'm good. I understand. Oh my God. Carson, we were sitting at the table and the other day and other night, and Gunner's talking to Zach, and he goes, Zach, you know what I mean. G's rolling up silently into the lasagna or something like that. And we're like, the whole table stops and says, what did you just say? He says, you don't know that's from? I'm like, no. He goes, it's from, what's Patrick's guy's? He was on the phone. What's the guy's name? He likes Yeezy.
No,
what's the guy's name?
G-Easy?
No.
You talking about Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne. Oh. Yeah, apparently it's a Lil Wayne lyric. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, why would you think that your brother knows that? Why would you think any of us know that? He goes, I don't know. It's kind of a, hey, Patrick, Gunner said, G's silently moving up through the lasagna. So is a Yeezy, a little Wayne?
That's not Yeezy and Lil Wayne are not the same.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, wait. Weezy is Lil Wayne, Bubba.
That's what I thought.
No, he said Yeezy.
But Yeezy is
different. Close.
He was close. He meant Lil Weezy, Lil Toonchi, Lil Weezy F.
So you ever heard that?
No, I've never heard the
something
G's
about a G moving quietly through the lasagna into the lasagna.
Apparently, it is 6 foot, 7 foot.
That's what's Lil the Wayne, line? Did you pull right?
I'm trying to pull up lyrics.
Get to the lyric. Just look for lasagna.
I literally Google Lil Wayne lasagna. Uh-huh.
I told Gunner, I said, listen, I grew up on Beastie Boys.
If I'm Lil Wayne, I want that in a store.
Grew up on Beastie Boys. And hey, and Run DMC, great stuff. But man, you're putting lasagna in your rap. That's garbage.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy. Sorta, kinda.
Listen.
That's the rhyme. That's what we're rhyming.
That's garbage.
Do not front about Lil Wayne.
That is absolute trash.
Did you just tell me not to front?
Do not start bringing hate on Lil Wayne.
And dude, also, the same thing. South pasta and, and rap actually go well together. Yeah. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm gonna step my Louisiana up in here.
Oh, he's a Louisiana
That's
guy?
That's my boy, Louisiana. If you ever hear this, Louisiana, I want you to know I got your back.
Have
I
you
love
ever been
you.
To a concert?
I had tickets to a show, and it got canceled.
Imagine
it was gonna
that.
Be the great. No, wait, listen.
I can't
to this.
Imagine why.
It was gonna be the greatest concert weekend anyone has ever had. Are you saying because I was going?
No, because it's terrible.
No, he's awesome. What are you talking about? No, I had tickets.
Wow, this is where the concert is. Just look at the tape.
Three
here.
Shows.
Police tape. This must be it.
Three shows in 3 days. I went with my dad to see Rush, okay, on Friday night, the rock band. On Saturday, I was supposed to see Lil Wayne. And on Sunday, it was Blake and Miranda at Bayou Country Superfest.
You are so,
so
weird.
It would have been, I mean, here's classic rock, here's Lil Wayne, here's Blake and Miranda. Yeah. It was going to be the best concert weekend ever.
I feel
Lil
like
Wayne
by Lil Wayne canceling, you ended up with the best concert weekend ever.
Yeah.
Man, y'all don't know.
You missed that lasagna song.
I Am Not a Human
See, like
Being Part 2 is the greatest rap album of all time.
You don't like Lil Wayne because y'all didn't know the lasagna lyrics.
Yeah.
So I'm calling
And he didn't even know I said Yeezy, Leezy, Weezy.
I
was close.
I don't know lyrics to anything. Right. I don't know lyrics to country songs. It's the weirdest thing.
Yes, that, no, yes, that's Weezy. That's not the same Weezy. What are you doing, man?
I don't know. Everything comes from somewhere.
Tushy.
That's it. Weezy.
Yeah, Weezy. I wasn't allowed to watch that show either.
You weren't watching the Jeffersons when you were a
what?
Kid?
Are you kidding me?
Man, after school every day, I would sit down. It was all the old TV shows would play. I think it was TBS would play them Like I'd come
Gilligan's
home.
Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch.
I can
watch
that. I can watch
that.
Gomer Pyle before school.
I pretty much couldn't watch anything. If it came on after like 7 o'clock on the networks, nope, I couldn't do it. Soap,
Fantasy
Island. I know
you couldn't watch Golden Girls. I know you couldn't watch.
That was a little. I was.
You were playing.
No. You would have been a teenager.
What time did it come out?
I don't know. 84? Mid-80s. Yeah.
I didn't care about
it. It was also Saturday night.
No, it's just funny because my wife was telling me the other day, I said something about the Golden Girls, and my wife goes, I wasn't allowed to watch that.
I should talk to her. I bet we have.
Oh, dude, my wife's dad worked for Focus on the Family.
My dad wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically the
same
household.
Same thing, man. It was different world. She was watching
Did you
David
watch Different
World? And I watched
Different World.
Yes. I always wanted those glasses with the shades that popped. I still need
I get confused between Dwayne Wayne and Dwayne Wade. Because then they're like the basketball player, and I always want to call him Dwayne Wayne. Because,
but he's not Dwayne Wayne.
No, but he should be because that's a better name.
He should
name.
Be. You should have changed your name.
I How wonder if his mama named him Dwayne.
Right?
To go
he's
with
young
Wade.
Enough. So yeah. I think
yeah,
he is.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just know that that's he's not the kid with the glasses. So I was getting confused.
Is Lil Wayne, did he get into the Rap Hall of Fame with that line?
Is there
not with that one. There's
Wayne?
Better lines,
G's
but I can't
secretly
say
moving
any
into
of
the
Is
lasagna.
He in the Rap Hall of Fame?
You mean the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, he
they
said
keep
rap.
Putting, yeah, but they keep putting rappers in the Rock and Roll Hall
Wait,
of Fame.
What?
They do. Yes, they do.
Oh,
they do
yeah.
The
there's rappers
well,
in
I
the
Rock
and Roll
Hall of Fame. I think Run DMC is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Biggie.
Yeah, that's...
Biggie?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you guys God. Are being, you know, just weird and snobs. Rock and roll doesn't just mean something with guitars.
Okay, yeah, it does.
I mean, yeah, it
yes,
does.
It rock
does.
And roll is
why
really...
Alan Freed named it what he did.
Rock and roll is really just pop music.
Okay.
That's what...
No.
But you know what we don't have in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We don't have country artists, because they have a country music hall of fame. So, like, even with crossover hits...
Well, country isn't pop music.
And arguably,
I know.
No,
I know what you want
but
it to be
popular
the,
music.
You want it to
you
be the hard. You want it to be the hard rock and roll
no,
Hall of
you
Fame.
Can
you
put,
want it to be only people.
You
who,
put REO Speedwagon
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you can
I'm
put
fine.
The Jets in there. I don't care.
The Jets, really?
Sure.
Are
Why
they
not?
In?
Because no, who was going to put the Jets in the rock and
Make
roll?
Make It Real was a jam.
Oh my gosh! Like yeah, next thing you're aware of Pebbles and Jody Watley.
Water riding my Mercedes, right. Boy.
Jam.
Is it, who's that from? Is that them?
That was Pebbles.
I always thought that was Peebles. Of course, I'm from Cookville, and we don't do well.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Excuse me.
All right. Anything else, guys?
I was just going to quote some Lil Wayne. I was just going to quote, all rats got to die, even Master Splinter.
You know, so that's really know. Good.
That's a good one.
It is
a good
one. From it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Yes, it yes. is.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you're going to do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rap, I don't know why you're not quoting Vanilla Ice.
Because that was a terrible song.
So, and better
was
there are literally
terrible.
No other sentences in this song
yeah.
that, you
that
can
I
read.
Can read entirely.
That's good. I'm glad my son's listening to that. That's great.
Tell him to switch to I'm Not a Human Being Part 2. It's the best record. My favorite.
Text that to me and I'll read it to him.
Tell him to listen to Rush.
Thank you, O'Reilly. Yes. O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the studio, sponsoring the podcast. We love you guys. Big shout out to y'all. As always, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Travis Denning, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, Travis Denning interview is coming up right after this, along with a little bit of Kip Moore as well.
Hey, Riley, we go.
There will be no Van Morrison, and we're going to move on. But thank you again for everybody who came to bat for us this week. You are awesome. We love the 17.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every
day. It was the podcast.
Hey, Riley, we go.
Travis Denning in studio with us. We always love having Travis in. He loves fishing just like Bubba does.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
Has Bubba gotten you into the Whopper Plopper yet?
No, but I love a good Whopper in the fall, though. At Big Mac and Whopper Plopper.
No, I'm
sure.
Talking about the Whopper Plopper. Have you never used one?
Oh, yeah. I throw them a lot in the fall, like when they're hitting topwater and stuff. It's probably my favorite topwater bait other than like a stick bait, like a spook or something.
Yeah.
Because I like the action of a spook. Whopper, you just throw out there and bring it back. And it works.
It does the work for you.
I mean,
you.
It catches fish like crazy.
I have tried to let everybody. I had a listener tell me about it one time way back in the day. And I was like, oh, okay. It took me 2 or 3 weeks to finally go and get one. And it was the best decision I had ever made.
They're a game changer. I mean, they're a little costly, you know, $10-$12. But, man, they catch fish all day long.
Chinese knockoffs on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. The Whooper Plooper. Yeah.
So, man, congratulations on the new EP. It's called Dirt Road Down, and it's got 6 songs on it. And so you can get that and listen to Travis Denning. Wherever you are, if you're streaming, just, man, it's congrats on all the success, man. It's a fun ride, right?
It has, man. Of course, we had a nice little speed bump last year during COVID, but man, it truly has been a blessing, and I'm just so thankful. You know, we're back on the road with Brothers Osborne,
Don't you love those guys?
Oh, they're amazing. So I mean, fun. And I know we're going to get our butt whooped musically on stage every night, but I don't care. It'll be worth it, and it'll be awesome.
I always look at it like this. Anytime I'm competing in any sport or whatever, or like you guys musically, because there is a lot of one-upmanship, you know. It just happens because people are competitive. Anytime I compete against people that I feel are my equal or better, brings your game up,
which is
nothing but a good thing for the fans as well as for you. But I mean, the fans on the backside going to shows like that, whenever you've got so many people that are just so into what they're doing, I think it's great.
Yeah, John made a great point. We talked to a couple months ago when everything was getting booked, and we were all excited. He said, "Oh, by the way," he said, "our fan base is taught to love guitar solos now." He says, "So lean into it." He's like, "Do your thing," and, which I am excited about, because now as a band, with my guys, it's like, it's not like we don't try and be as musically great as we can every night, but now you got a crowd that kind of comes expected. Yeah, I mean, they're there to see one of the best bands.
So do you find that they really are into the guitar solos?
Oh, heck yeah. I think the Brothers fans definitely are. I mean,
it's good.
John plays 9,000 minutes of guitar solos every night. Uh-huh. So they better like it,
Yeah.
They're also some of the best, he's one of the best guitar players in Nashville. He's incredible.
I really have been worried for the guitar solo.
I am too.
Pop music, it's gone away. And I was worried that eventually it'll work its way down to us, because you see the trends. 15, 20 years behind whatever is going on in pop music, we will eventually adopt in country.
You're totally right. In fact, I, again, had this conversation the other day. I mean, I think Fender and Gibson have been saying, their sales just have steadily gone down. And I think the only reason is just, kids these days don't want to be guitar players, they're super interested in other things.
Well, because it takes work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and effort and a lot of time and years of practice. But I don't know. I mean, people are more into beats and keys and synthesizers, which there's nothing wrong with all that. I like that. But there's no way the pendulum doesn't swing back to rock and roll at some point.
I'm telling you right now, kid, if you're 14 years old and you're listening to this, you don't want to bring your laptop with your program beats to the bonfire to impress girls.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's not going to... Hey, girls, gather around. Listen to this.
You whip out a John Mayer song when you're 16 in a bonfire. It will
help you.
I promise.
It worked for me.
I am a testimony to that exact fact.
I'm telling you, they're
right fist there. Bumping
yes,
over
we
here.
Are. I'm telling you, that's the only way I got girls to talk to me all through college was that guitar.
I spent 4 months learning Your Body's Wonderland. I'm about to play it for you right now. It's like the easiest song in the world. I'm like, no, please play it right.
Travis Denning's with us. His new EP is out called Dirt Road Down, and you can check it out. Six songs on there, including the new song Abby, which we'll be playing here a little bit. I have to tell you, I was watching your video with our bud Jordan Davis, and you guys were grilling ribs, I think it was.
Yep.
And I could not, absolutely, it was like a punch in the gut to watch you guys pour lighter fluid on coals.
You have to understand, Big D is a grilling snob. He's a guy, he was a purist.
I'm pretty sure Jordan told me that he had this interview with you, and you said, and you roasted him, much like the lighter fluid did the coals.
It's just not, don't do that.
Well, here's the deal. We had 20 minutes to shoot. You know what I mean? We had to cut a couple corners.
All right. Trust
me.
You needed the visual.
We talked about that. He had already had some ribs going, okay. Because he's like, we can't do ribs in 15 minutes. This isn't going to happen. So that was a little bit of we got to get this party started. And
didn't know that. Didn't understand. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now, the next episode is going to be the 12-hour slow butt roast. It's going to be great.
Okay.
It's just going to be 12 hours. You're going to see me and Jordan slowly get more and more
completely drunk
on cold beers.
Yes. So that by the time you're asleep and no one wants to eat.
It's amazing though, when you are cooking out and you're grilling or whatever you're doing, beers just go down like ice water. And I don't know why in that moment it almost feels like a job. You're like, well, I've got to drink these beers.
Well,
nobody else is going to.
There's a, I don't know if you have a, do you have a smoker? Do you have at all? Do you have a pellet smoker or
I barely
offset?
Have a house right now. I just bought
you're
one.
Always on the road.
I just bought one and I'm doing renovations to it. But yes, I want to get a pellet grill or something.
Yeah, and you know what? Those are great. They're awesome because they're so convenient. But there is a little romance about having wood and an offset smoker, and you start it at early in the morning. Yep. And
it's 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Yeah, my dad used to do, you know.
Isn't that just the nostalgia of
that? Oh, yeah. I mean, you get up in the morning, dad's like, I've already had 3 beers and 2 breakfasts. It's 9 a.m. I mean, he's already had 2 plates of bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches and, like, you know, 4
beers. Where you been, son?
Yeah. I remember going out, my grandfather would set that grill up, and he would sit right by it and drink beers. And there'd be 6 or 7 beers there, and you'd ask him how many beers he drank, and he'd always say,
two.
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 It's always two.
And
it's
you're like 6, 7 years old going, wait a minute, I know how to count better than this, Paul. I mean, you're not doing it right.
It's so funny. You're right there thinking about, like, waking up, you know, getting in the pool or something, or hanging out in the backyard. Dad's just up there like it is, like, D-Day, man. It's he's like, no smile. He's like,
yeah.
It's work. Leans over, and then when that thing goes in the cooler, you're like, oh, it's game time,
yeah,
baby.
Here we go.
Like, we're an hour away. You know?
The pressure is on because you only get one shot at it. Mm-hmm. If you mess it up.
Then you're ordering pizza.
That's it.
Hey, Travis Denning is with us. The new EP is out called Dirt Road Down, and you're gonna absolutely love it.
I want to ask you about your boat. Not that it has anything to do with this, but did I see correctly you bought a boat?
I did, yeah. I got a Ranger RB200.
I don't care about that. That's cool. What did you name your boat?
Boat Cephas.
Yes!
Yes!
I gotta thank my girlfriend's brother for that one. Me and him literally got in the truck, drove 7 hours to Flippin, Arkansas, picked it up from the Ranger plant, and just came right back.
Yep.
And on the way home, we're talking about names, and I'm, you know, hauling boats. I'm like, any boat but you. We're thinking all these names, you know. And he just throws it out there like just a light clicked on. He goes, what about Boat Cephas? And I was like, I'm buying you Subway for lunch.
He earned it.
I think there's a website that has a list of all the creative names for boats. I know there's one for hair salons. Hair salons also share the common theme of having creative names.
Mm-hmm.
Sheared,
wild hair.
The main genius. Attraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheer genius, all those kinds of things.
There's some boat names out there that are downright, almost should be illegal. I mean, they're so bad.
As in dirty?
Oh, super dirty. I mean, like, you see something, you're like, somebody let you put that on a boat? Too funny.
When you have to ride by the boat and cover your kids' eyes, don't look, kids.
Or the ones that are like, the first one's called Divorce, and they have Divorce 2, and then they have Divorce 3. Like, all
and the boats are getting smaller.
Yeah, it's just smaller. They got a little dinghy with a trolling motor on it by Divorce 4.
That's right. I guess, how do you get much time to get out on the water when you're all the shows kicking up and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's definitely cutting into my, you know, pro bass angling dreams, that's for sure. But I spent a lot of time doing it during the pandemic, and really a couple of these songs came out of those times being on the water. Like, I went fishing and grew up with a truck. I spent a lot of time thinking about it out there, and so now I just, when I'm home, if I can, man, even if it's 2 hours, I would rather go through the hassle of spending an hour to hook the boat up and only be out there for 30 minutes, because it really is my happy place. It's my favorite place to be, is just on the water.
I enjoy watching the videos of guys who fail getting their boats off the trail.
I was always scared I was, like, going to be that guy, but I got lucky and it kind of all clicked. But
yeah.
It's
a real art, man.
It is tough. You know, I've gotten to where I feel like I can sling it in backwards with, you know, my eyes closed. And
watching the guys in reverse and come back.
They come back.
And
they jackknife. They go back.
Right.
And yeah.
And we're all just laughing.
Oh,
yeah. Don't care.
Yeah.
It's my comedy for the day.
I sure don't want to try, because I would be that guy.
You know what was the most pressure of my life was 4th of July. We took the boat downtown to see the fireworks, and then loading that boat on the trailer at like 1 a.m. because, you know, I mean, it took forever to get back with like
no
15
lights.
Other boats trying to like get on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is the moment that your entire manhood is based off of. Man, I pulled that thing down in there, pulled it up, hooked it up, mass, and drove us out. And I mean, I was just like, peace, baby.
Yeah,
I felt like
that?
Such a stud. I was like,
mic,
boom.
Mic drop.
So we're going to take a break. Travis Denning is in the studio with us. We have somebody. It's going to be kind of like This Is Your Life. We have someone that is going to come out from your past. He looks scared.
I am a little worried.
You should be.
As you should be. Yeah.
Hello, surprise guest.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up?
What's What's up?
He doesn't know who you are.
He doesn't know who we have calling in.
It's Kip Moore.
Yeah, oh, God,
like, I do not recognize that right away.
I knew who that was.
Curtis is like on behalf of
women. You know why I didn't know who it was? Because I heard that voice and immediately got PTSD from working out with him.
Well, that's actually why we had him call. We wanted to discuss this workout.
Oh my God! I mean, Kip, you just lead the way. I mean, you know what? That was like level one of Kip Moore's boot camp. It did inspire me to get my butt back in shape because I don't know if I got the COVID-19, but I damn sure gained it. That's for sure.
Yes,
Kip, what you have?
Yeah, I tell you what, guys. He showed up in there. You know, he called me and said he'd been doing some of these videos with his friends. And he said, hey man, would you mind, you know, running through a workout with me? I hear about what you do on the road, you know, and this and that. And I said, yeah, man, sure. He said, you know, we can just film a couple shots and, you know, be quick and this and that. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, buddy.
Oh man.
So yeah. He got in there and he had his film guy, you know, and, you know, we got, you know. So he says, you know, let's just kind of run through a couple things. I looked at him and I said, first off, the hell are you wearing?
What were you wearing?
Hey guys, he had on some shorts. I mean, he walked up there looking like a buster.
I've never been called a buster.
Red mesh shorts that came down to his dang calves, I think. And I said, what are these? You know, and I said, when is the last time, you know, you worked out? He said, well, high school. So I called him high school for the whole workout. I said, all right, high school.
Yeah, we had to bleep out a lot of words that weren't safe for a show. But, when I texted Kip to do this, I said, Kip was the first person I reached out to ask about it because I knew that the best episode was going to be me and him. And I hit him and I said, look, man, I'm like doing this thing. Like I had no examples of the show yet. I'm, you know, explaining like it's going to be nothing. I mean, it's going to be, we're not pushing anything. We're just goofing off. And I said, I want to do like a workout with you. And Kip just texts me back and says, so like me just put you through a hard workout and like cuss you out and stuff. I was like, yes, that's exactly right. What I want you to do.
I put him through it, guys. I told him, I said, if we're going to do this, like you're going to at least do my, like, actually try to do my workout for at least 15 minutes. And I had him on the eco bike at first.
Oh, jeez.
I told him to kind of keep it at like a 60 on the gauge, which, you know, I'll usually kind of ride it around 70, but I knew 60 was going to really push him. And I think he just thought he was going to hop on this eco bike and kind of go. But guys, a minute and a half in, I looked over and he saw that I wasn't messing around with him, and he could tell that like he'd made a bad mistake.
The fear in my eyes, and I thank God people liked it because I was like I'm putting my body on the line for entertainment right now, and golly, that was my thing.
You know, this is a side story. We were on the road with Dirks. Kanan was on my tour. I took him out on my tour like years ago, and Kanan said, man, I want to start hitting the gym with you. I was an athlete too, and I want to get in. I said, cool, man. He comes in and he said, what are we going to do? I said, all right, Kanan, if you're going to work out, like, I don't have time to like give you a few things. And I could, like, you just got to go with me. 15, 20 minutes in, I looked over and Kanan was white as a sheet. he was a ghost. And I said, you okay, man? And he was sweating really bad. And he said, he got up. And he leaves, and he goes to bar from the trash can. Last time Kanan worked out with me on tour.
First and last.
Did you throw up?
I did not throw up. All right, but I had that. I had that violent like question where I was and what I was doing moment in my life, and just that violent shake in the car, going like, I know after 10 minutes this will pass, but I hate this so much right now. Hey, Kip,
like hotboxing a cigarette back in the tent, Craig.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, just I'm going like, this was a bad idea. What am I doing? Hey, Kip, you'd be proud of me though. I did work out all 4 days that I was on the road last week, and it was, you know, I put myself through it. You know, I went to that same place, that scared, what the hell am I doing? Why am I here? Thing, and I felt great afterwards.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. All right, I know
Kip,
that place.
Thank you for calling.
Kip, don't mess around.
No, yeah. He don't. Nope.
You bet, guys. I'll take care, man.
All right, brother. Kit, brother. Thank you, dude.
Later. See you, man.
I'm looking at the video now. If somebody wants to watch it, it's on your YouTube channel.
Yep.
And it's pretty entertaining. Like, the looks on your face, priceless. Pretty
good. Yeah. I mean, just, God, it was so funny. And I wish we could do a behind the scenes because there we had an alternate ending. We had all this different stuff, and he just... He crushed it, man, and me. He crushed it and me. Both.
And make sure you check out Travis's new EP. It's called Dirt Road Down. It's available right now. Travis Denning, everyone. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.